This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
It's the dictionary.
Hello, word nerds, and welcome to the dictionary. I am Spencer, and this is episode F37. Woo woo! I don't know how many episodes this season 6 is gonna be. I do have to figure that out, though. I'm gonna have to do that probably in the next few days. Okay, let's do that. Okay, let's just get right into it. The first word in this episode is the second form of fast forward, two words with a hyphen. It is a transitive, it is a verb from 1974. We are starting with transitive. Number one, to advance using the fast forward of a tape player. And the thing that you are advancing is a magnetic tape, like a VHS. Why is my volume so loud? We need to turn that down. Like a VHS tape, which are oddly coming back, or also a cassette tape, which is also coming back. I don't know why these things are coming back. They are not the highest quality. They're just vintage. The young people like the vintage things. There are other kinds of tapes, but less known, you know, beta tapes, scotch tape. Can you fast forward your scotch tape? Okay. Number two is to bypass the fast forwarding. And the thing that you are bypassing is a commercial. To bypass as a commercial by fast forwarding. So, okay, I guess maybe what they're saying is maybe these days, you know, because we've got the, it started off with like TiVo and screen recording, or even, you know, recording with a VHS, recording the TV off of your, onto your VHS, or now in, you can't really skip. Well, anyway, what I'm trying to say is you're still kind of using the same idea, but you're skipping the commercials because you don't want to watch the commercials. If you set your VHS, your VCR, to record onto a VHS back in the 80s or the 90s to record your favorite show, you don't want to miss it. It's only playing at this specific time at 9:30 p.m., but you're not going to be around, or maybe you're going to be in bed, and you really, really want to see this show. You got to record it, but there are commercials, so then when you watch it, you got to fast forward through the commercials, unless you want that real life, normal, live experience. But why would you? If it's recorded, you can just skip it. Skip it. Now we can skip commercials sometimes. Intransitive is number one, to advance a magnetic tape using the fast forward. And number two, to proceed rapidly forward, especially in time. As in, fast forward to the future. This is not something that you can do. In real life, you cannot fast forward to the future. This is a thing in art, literature, poetry, movies, anything that's not real. You can fast forward to the future in those things. Using either, what do they call, flash forwards or time travel, or whatever method they use, you can see the future in those things, but not in the real life. Okay, I think that's it for that one. My sound effect today is going to be whoop, 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 whoop. Next, we have fastidious. F-A-S-T-I-D-I-O-U-S. Adjective from the... Where is it? Where's the year? The 15th century. Number one is archaic, and the synonym is scornful. Scornful. Number two, A. Having high and often capricious standards. Also, difficult to please. So difficult to please. We have an example. Critics so fastidious that they can talk only to a small circle of initiates. And that is a quote from Granville Hicks. These critics, they had very high standards, capricious standards. They're very difficult to please. Yes, critics tend to be difficult to please. Depends on the critic, though. They can only talk to a small circle of initiates because they are so difficult to please and have such high capricious standards. Yeah, that's... I don't think the critics would be talking to me. To be. Showing or demanding excessive delicacy or care. Excessive delicacy, got to be very delicate. Maybe when you're handling an egg, not a hard-boiled egg, just a regular egg, you need to be kind of fastidious because you need to be very delicate and handle with care. I don't think I have anything here. I mean, I have electronics that you should be delicate with. You can't just throw them around, but they're, you know, I can knock on it. It's not going to break. This glass, if I smash it, I would not have been fastidious. But there's nothing really here that I really got to be too fastidious with. No, I wish there was. I could show you how to be fastidious with something. My phone drops a lot, hence the broken corners of the case. So I guess I'm not very fastidious with that. I was just hearing a story about a Fabergé egg. You got to be so fastidious with a Fabergé egg. A Fabergé egg? 2C, reflecting a meticulous, sensitive, or demanding attitude, as in fastidious workmanship. Similar to being delicate or careful or showing care, you are focusing very much on this thing. You are doing a very good job. Meticulous. You are very sensitive about how your work is being portrayed, how you're doing your work. And you need to have, it says, demanding attitude. Are you demanding of other people? Is that what it is? Number three, having complex nutritional requirements. As in fastidious microorganisms. Those microorganisms are handling those Fabergé eggs so carefully. What is this? Having complex nutritional requirements. I'm trying to combine sort of the previous ones that we talked about and these microorganisms. They're very specific in what they want to eat. And so they turn away a lot of things, but then they enjoy the stuff that they like. And so that's why they are fastidious. You have to be very delicate with what you feed your microorganisms. All of that gut flora and fauna, all your micro gut, what is it, gut biome, you gotta feed it good stuff. Some people's gut biomes may be more fastidious than other people's. I would like to think that I have a good gut biome, but I don't know. I haven't had it checked out. Fastidiously is an adverb, and fastidiousness is a noun. And I have to be pretty fastidious with this podcast because I record so much. There's so many things to keep organized, and ooh, baby, I am organized. I am organized with this show. I'm very fastidious about all the little steps that I gotta do. This word is from Latin fastidiosus, from fastidium, which means disgust. And that's interesting. I don't know why that. Probably from festus, which means arrogance. I guess maybe if you, maybe stereotypically, if you are kind of fastidious, you might be, potentially, could possibly be a little arrogant. You've got that demanding attitude. Also, probably akin to the Latin festigium, which means top. Oh, we got to backtrack a little bit. So fastus means arrogance, plus tidium, which means irksomeness. How did they figure out that that meant irksomeness? And so you combine those and you get arrogance plus irksomeness. And so maybe you are an arrogant person and you get very irksome when things don't go your way. Things are not how you want them to be. And you are pompous and arrogant. And so you are fastidious. I guess that's one way to look at it. They're obviously not all the definitions match with that quite so good. Quite so good. Okay. Whoop, 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 whoop. Next is fastidiate. Fastidiate. Yeah. F-A-S-T-I-G-I-A-T-E. Fastidiate. This is an adjective from 1662. Narrowing toward the top. That's what it is. But especially having upright, usually clustered branches, as in fastidiate trees. Fastidiate trees. I have to really emphasize to say that word. Fastidiate. I mean, right off the top of my head, I can think of pine trees. They narrow at the top. Are they clustered? What did it say? Having usually clustered branches. I don't know specifically if pine trees have clustered branches, I guess. I don't know. I haven't really thought about branches in that way. But they definitely narrow at the top. So I would assume that they would be fastidiate trees. This is from the Latin fastigium. But it doesn't say what that means. Was that part of the fastidious? No, that was fastidium with a D. Here. This was the part that I sort of skipped. Fastus, which means arrogance, is probably akin to the Latin fastigium, which means top. Top, 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 top. And so then fastidiate is from the Latin fastigium, which means top, and there's more at the word bristle, and so we're talking about the top of trees, the top of the thing, because it's narrowing at the top. It's all about the top. Tippy top, top, blah, blah. Whip, whip, whip. Next is fast lane. Two words. Noun from 1933. Was there no fast lane before 1933? Maybe this is when the highways were invented. And so they had fast lanes and slow lanes. Although people, a lot of people do not understand this whole fast lane, slow lane thing here in America. Number one, a traffic lane intended for vehicles traveling at higher speeds. Yes. If you do not know, in America, at least, on the highway, pretty much just on the highway, the left lanes are for the people who want to drive a little faster. The right lanes are for people who want to drive a little slower. And the middle lanes are for whatever the hell you want. I get very frustrated, when people are driving slow in the fast lane. Life in the fast lane. Number two, a way of life marked by a fast pace and usually the pursuit of immediate gratification. I want things now. I want things right now. Please, please, fast, fast stuff. Bring it to me now. I don't live in the fast lane. I really don't. I live in the slow lane, nice and slow. I want to live as much as life. I want to live a long, happy, healthy life. I want to watch the world change and evolve in front of me. I have to fix. My microphone was off. I think if you live in the fast lane, there's pros and cons to everything, right? Maybe you're experiencing more interesting stuff. You got stories, but you're living on the edge. you have a higher potential for injury or possibly death. And I that was never quite what I like to do. I do enjoy sometimes certain extreme things, like I have bungee jumped once. That was fun. I jumped out of a plane once. That was fun. I would do more things like that. Number three, the synonym is fast track. Fast lane, two words with a hyphen, is an adjective. Oh, they're living that fast lane life. Yeah. Fastness. Fastness. Noun from before the 12th century. Number one, the quality or state of being fast. As 1A, the quality or state of being fixed. This is a head scratcher. I had an itch, so it's scratching my head. The quality or state of being fast, but it's also the quality of being fixed. I think of a fixed as something being fixed in place, not moving, static. And I don't think of that as fast. Oh, wait, yes, I do. Because if we go back, we got to go back to the previous episode. Yes, something that's holding fast is firm or fixed. So that's the fast we're talking about. Yep. Okay. Now, 1B, the quality or state of being swift. Now, this one is about fast. See, it's very confusing. Number 1C, color fast quality. Is this something that holds its color? Maybe when you're washing your clothes and you want your colors to pop, you got to use the special laundry detergent that's going to make sure that your colors hold fast. They got some.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Fastness, and they don't fade. That's what you want. 1D, resistance to the action of a usually toxic substance, and the resistance is possibly of an organism. So the organism, I guess, has the resistance, it has fastness to the action of a usually toxic substance. So reaction to the action, what? No, resistance, sorry. Resistance to the action of a usually toxic substance. So if you are an organism and you are not going to be affected by the toxicity of the substance, whatever it is, then you would be holding fast, holding tight, standing firm, holding your ground, so you would have fastness. Yeah. Number 2A, a fortified or secure place. They call it the fastness? That's very old. I think that's very old. But yes, you are holding firm, holding fast in your fortified, secure place. A castle? 2B, a remote and secluded place, as in, vacationed in their mountain fastness. Very confusing word when you don't have a very good vocabulary like me. Ooh, I want a mountain fastness? Come on, don't you want that? At least to hang out for like a week? Fast of Esther. Three words. The F in fast is capitalized. The E in Esther is capitalized. It's from 1887, and this is a Jewish fast day observed the day before Purim in commemoration of a fast proclaimed by Queen Esther. Queen Esther? I didn't know about Queen Esther because I don't know my history, especially when it comes to religion. Queen Esther proclaimed a fast that I guess she said, we're going to do this the day before Purim. I have heard of Purim. I should know what it is, but I don't. I'm sorry. But I think it's, is it something about fasting? I don't know. But so you got to fast the day before. It's the fast of Esther. Can you imagine having a whole fast day named after you? That's great. Boop, 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 boop. Fast pitch, two words with a hyphen. Noun from 1967. Softball, which is played with a nine, not a, I thought it was going to say like a nine-inch ball or something, played with 9 or 10 players on each side, in which pitches are thrown with speed and base stealing is allowed, compared to slow pitch, which I guess is a different form of softball where you pitch maybe underhand. Slow pitches, that's my speed. I would like to play softball slowly. So pitches are thrown without speed in slow pitch, probably, and base stealing must not be allowed in that one. I'm just guessing. I don't know. I'm not on any softball teams. Can you imagine me playing softball? No. Fast pitch. Let's play some fast pitch softball. Whoop, 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 whoop. Fast talk. Two words with a hyphen. Transitive verb from 1946. To influence or persuade. To influence or persuade by fluent, facile, and usually deceptive or tricky talk. As in, fast talked him into buying a lemon. We're not talking about a literal lemon. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that would be interesting. Here, let me tell you all the great things about this lemon. This lemon is yellow. This lemon is sour, and I think you should buy it. Oh my God, I'm convinced. You fast talked me into buying a lemon. No, we're probably talking about a car, a bad car. The sales guy does not want to keep this car. He wants to get it off his hands. He wants to make any sort of money off of it. He knows that it's a lemon. He knows that other people know it's a lemon, but he's able to fast talk and convince somebody into buying this lemon. I know it's a lemon, but it's really great. It's cheap. Buy this lemon. Thank you very much. Goodbye. That was some fast talking. Fast talker is a noun. Sometimes they are literally fast talking fast. Not necessarily. It's more like given a lot of information, clever phrases. They're probably very smart. Maybe they sort of talk around the person and the person gets confused. Maybe. I know I would. Woo, 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 woo. Fast track, two words with a hyphen, first form, adjective from 1967. Same year as fast pitch. Coincidence? Yes. Number one, of relating to or moving along a fast track, as in fast track executives. I mean, they may be. Maybe the fast track executives are playing fast pitch softball, and maybe that's why they're living in the fast track. They're moving along the fast track, trying to get ahead in life. Gonna be the CEO. You can only become the CEO if you play fast pitch softball. Two, of relating to or being a construction procedure in which work on a building begins before designs are completed. And that doesn't seem like a very good idea. I feel like you should probably wait. I do understand that this happens, and I'm sure it's fine sometimes, oftentimes, maybe. It's like, well, we know it's going to be this big, so we can at least start digging because we got the shape of the thing. Maybe some of the designs are still being worked on. You can wave your fingers around to make it worked on, but you can start, I guess. Because we got most of the information we need. Fast track construction. They don't got a lot of time. They don't got a lot of money. They need to get it going. Number three, of or relating to authority granted to the President of the U.S. by Congress that allows the President to negotiate trade agreements which Congress must confirm or reject in their entirety. Oh, this is politics. Politics stuff. Politics. So the president can fast track stuff, like negotiate these trade agreements with other countries, and then Congress can either confirm it or reject it, but in total, they can't confirm or reject just parts and pieces. They got to do it all or nothing, all or nothing. So they're like, yeah, you can go ahead and do this stuff, but we may kill it all or we may say yay. The second form of fast track is a transitive verb from 1971. It is to speed up the processing, production, or construction of in order to meet a goal. Fast tracker is a noun. So it's a verb, it's a transitive verb. So we want to fast track the construction of the building. We want to fast track this thing. We want to fast track your application. We just dealt with, we are currently dealing with, trying to fast track a passport application because we're about to leave town internationally and one of our passports was expired. But it'll be fine. Fast track two words, noun from 1975. Noun. Number one, a course leading to rapid advancement, or success. So if you take the fast track course, you are going to go from child to CEO in just 2 years. Can you imagine? Number two, a course of expedited consideration or approval. This could be through school. This could be through business. This could be through, I don't know, anything else. Fast twitch, two words with a hyphen. This is an adjective from 1970. A lot of 60s and 70s here in this section today. This is of relating to or being muscle fiber that contracts quickly, especially during brief, high-intensity physical activity requiring strength. And it says compared to slow twitch, so that's the opposite. I've heard of these types of muscles before. I think all over your body, you have the fast twitch muscles and you have the slow twitch muscles. Just like it says, the fast twitch muscles are going to work more quickly and strongly and are probably going to get more tired more quickly. And then the slow twitch muscles are for things when you need to hold, maybe hold a position a little bit longer or do things less intensely, less quickly, so they won't get tired as quickly. I think. Fast twitch muscles. That's all. Yeah. So if I go, maybe that was with my fast twitch muscles. And wow, because the shutter speed on this camera is so slow because I took it off of auto, everything is so blurry. Okay. The last word is fastuous. Fastuous. F-A-S-T-U-O-U-S. Adjective from 1638. Number one, the synonyms are haughty and arrogant, as in a fastuous air of finality. And that is a quote from Carl van Vechten. A fastuous air of finality. So it is very final. How is it haughty or arrogant? I don't know what Carl was talking about. Carl. Number two, the synonyms are ostentatious and showy, as in disdained, fastuous ceremonies. The ceremonies are fastuous and disdained? The very flamboyant ceremonies, showy, ostentatious. I would say that maybe the ceremonies in England, maybe when somebody becomes the king or the queen, or maybe somebody is knighted, or their weddings, or those types of things, or really just any kind of rich person's celebration of something, those are probably considered fastuous. This word is from the Latin festus, which means arrogance, which we learned before, and that makes sense because one of the synonyms is arrogant. Arrogant, yes. Oh, yes, I can so imagine. These are not my people. The fastuous people are not my people. I don't know. Maybe I will rub shoulders with them, but this not particularly that life, a life that I want to have, care to have. I don't like the idea of arrogance at all. Or greediness. Okay, let's pick a word of the episode. Today we had fast forward, fastidious, fastidiate, fast lane, fastness, fast of Esther, fast pitch, fast talk, fast track, fast track, fast track, fast twitch, fastuous. I guess maybe I'll pick fastidious as the word of the episode. Because when I'm making my podcast, I like to be fastidious. Because I'm really organized. Bloop, 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 bloop. That's fine. I don't clearly put much energy into these songs. I got no time. The next movie that we watched was SLC Punk, which is from 1998. So many years old. I never got around to seeing it. Had wanted to for a very long time. I actually have a shirt that it's referenced. The movie is referenced in my shirt. And so I was like, well, I should probably watch this movie. There were other references on the shirt, but that one in particular I was not fully aware of. So we watched it, and it feels like a very kind of extreme, but also probably very accurate description of a certain type of people in a certain place at a certain time. The punk people in Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm trying to remember any other sort of specifics. Don't really want to say too much. I think it's worth a watch. It's maybe if you're not of that type of person, it might be a little out of your comfort zone. It might be a little crazy weird for you. But that's the thing that I like about movies and stories and all those stuff is that you get to learn about a group of people that you wouldn't necessarily learn about, which I think is great. Travel is another way that you can do that. But you know, I think a lot of people are just sort of happy with their little bubble, and I feel like you're missing out on so much. Yeah. Okay, that's it for this episode. Thank you very much for checking out this show. Please do all the things. Rate, subscribe, download, thumbs up, comment, share, review. That's all the stuff. Comment. I think I said that. I meant to say email me, DM me, join the Patreon, buy the merchandise. That's it. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye. Little